Hey guys, so this week on the podcast we have Kelly and David of Rock Mystic. They are amazing power couple. They found each other, fell in love, and started a business after 6 months. Crazy, I know, but after 4 years going strong, they are making leaps and bounds in their business. With over 20,000 followers on Instagram and lives almost 3 times a week, they are featuring some of the most amazing gems, crystals, and fossils around. So, without further ado, David and Kelly. Welcome, Kelly and David, to the Creative Intuitive Marketing Coach podcast. How are you guys doing today?
Amazing!
Awesome!
So happy to be here.
Yay! So we actually had to do this a second time because we had technical difficulties, which is totally normal. So I'm so excited to tell everybody about your journey and how you got started and your love and your energy and all that amazing stuff. So let's talk about your journey with entrepreneurship.
All right. So our journey started when we met.
Yeah, we met at a pretty interesting time in our journeys. We both were in recovery. I was pretty early in recovery. Kelly had a little bit more time than me. And we were introduced by a mutual friend of ours.
And when we met, like, we had realized, you know, both of us had used crystals to help us through some tough times. And David had a crystal.
And the first thing for sure, energy was awesome on the hook. And so not surprising that we were attracted to each other. And, all the affirmations started happening, right? Like, we both have crystals. We both were having all these things. We're just like, it was just too obviously, you know, like meant to be. And I had this crystal and it was some labyrinth that I had. And Ken was like, hey, you know, I can wrap that for you so you don't have to like carry it around and lose it, Mr. ADD. And,
So I made it into a necklace for him and people just wanted to buy it off his neck.
Literally, you know, they were like, oh, how about now? How about this much money? How about this much money? And I was like, guys, this isn't for sale. Yeah, sentimental value is priceless. And then, so, you know, the gears started grinding, you know.
Yeah.
It was the first time I had, you know, thought about doing something, like, I don't know, legal, you know.
So, we just wanted to share, you know, the powers of crystals with other people. And so from there, we just started selling jewelry and then moved on to rock crystals. And it's grown beautifully into, you know, something that we both are passionate about, and we get to share our passion with other people to the point where it's not work for us at all.
It's not. And it's funny, I was thinking about it like literally last night after you and I were up until, you know, 3:45 in the morning packing orders and out and doing our thing. And it's like, for me, like, I don't look at any of these transactions with like a monetary value. To me, it's like exchanges of energy and awesome. It's like I'm being of service. We're being heard around with people pleasers by nature, you know. So it's like I really enjoy, you know, being a service and helping people out, and kind of, you know, if for just a moment I'm able to snap you out of, you know, the loop that, you know, the loop, and just to have be happy for a minute, or just, you know, affect your mood positively, then we've done, you know,
we've done our job,
you know. And so crystals are awesome because they're so pretty that it kind of helps you, like, ooh, and it snaps you into the state of whimsy, and then you want to like learn more. For me, they're just super enchanting ever since I was young.
Oh yeah.
That's amazing. And the fact that you found each other at your lowest and then bonded over something so beautiful and the energy. And is there one crystal in particular that you guys really vibed off of?
So I have two. I'll let you go first, baby. Or do you want me to go? I'll go one, you go one, I'll go one. All right. So, I love labradorite. Labradorite is what kind of, I guess, made me a believer. I mean, that was sort of like a connection to crystals, but like as far as the metaphysical things, you know, Kelly was like, oh, you know, this was used by shamans for thousands of years to travel to past lives and this and that. And I remember looking at her and like raising an eyebrow and being like, okay, you know, like, let me say, very young in my journey, you know. And that night when I wore it, I wore it to bed, and I mean, I have the most epic, I mean, this was an epic dream of like, you know, samurai battlefield, honorable death with a freaking leaving my body, POV, flying around, and I woke up like, no way.
Wow.
You know? So for me, it was just, you know, and it would happen a lot too. And I think in sobriety, I think it's really a lot easier to tap into, you know, our other multidimensional levels or past lives and have all these really cool things happen. So to me, it was a really eye-opening experience that helped me delve deeper into crystals. I was just hooked. I was like, no way. I just wanted to learn about everything and, you know, see what, you know, everyone has, oh, this crystal does that. I wanted to see that. Does that, will it do that for me? And what I learned is with my path that, you know, everyone, so there's kind of like general crystals that will, you know, like your basics, I guess, that everyone has, and with this course that kind of have overall properties. But I think that individual crystals are different for individual people, and it's up to us to find out like what's our best medication, what's the best regimen for us, and if that's awesome. So love labradorite, and then my second one is citrine.
Yes.
Yeah.
They can't see this because we're recording face to face, but I have this amazing tower that I just got from them, and I'm like holding on to it like this is amazing. And it's good for abundance, right?
Yes.
Massive abundance. And so this is, go ahead.
And it's not just, you know, it's abundance in wealth, but it's also abundance of anything in your life, you know, love, compassion, you know, people in your life. And so it's just abundance.
Yeah. And every,
overall.
And every aspect. And that's, you know, was something I learned too. I think at a certain point in my life, I thought that like, you know, my happiness, you know, was like net worth and self-worth are like equivalent and this and that. And I had like this epiphany that like, doesn't necessarily mean like money, you know what I mean?
Yes.
Like, in fact, abundance to me is like you're just overbursting with so much that like, please, I have so much to give to everyone.
Yeah,
to me that's what it means. So yeah, it's freaking awesome. And in fact, citrine is so strong that it's one of the few crystals you actually don't have to clear and cleanse.
Really?
It'll actually clear and cleanse your other crystals. You can put
interesting.
So super, that's how abundant it is.
I love it. So Kelly, which one did you vibe the most with?
So my first crystal was aragonite, which has a special place in my heart. That was when I was 12 years old. My aunt and uncle gave it to me. That was my first crystal. But when I first got sober, when I went to rehab, and I got an amethyst, which is known as a sobriety stone,
mm-hmm.
and a tourmaline, which is highly protective. And I carried those around with me my first year of getting sober through my healing process. So those two were really with me through, you know, the hardest time in my life, and really helped me through that period of time, you know, to just have those in my pocket, have those in my hand. You know, that's what crystals, you know, are great to carry around with you, because it's like, if I'm nervous about something, I can hold them, or, you know, need strength to go into a situation, they're there. And so those two kind of restarted my love of crystals, those two. But I would say more recently, Healerite is like my go-to, which is like a vivid, bright green stone. Comes from the state of Washington, from one mine. We get it from, you know, the miners, this lovely couple, and it's perfect for self-love and self-compassion. And I think that's something that everyone needs.
Yes.
All this, so important. So that's one that I vibe with constantly.
That's so cool. And I think like as you go through life, you're going to relate more with one, or you're going to use one more with the other, especially with certain ones. Like for me, Moonstone is huge in my life, huge. And it's probably because I'm an intuitive and I'm creative, and it just helps me harness that energy and not be so crazy all over the place. Like, why do I feel this way? Oh my God, I don't get it.
So,
So you guys met, you started dating, and then 6 months later, you started your business, right?
Yep. Pretty quick. People were like, what are you guys doing? Oh, and they just don't.
I think it was evident for me that we were really onto something where, like, at my recovery center, that, you know, almost everybody, including staff and residents, everybody was all wearing, like, bracelets that we, like, I made, like, in my room. And then I was like, oh my God, guys, like this is happening, you know? And it was so cool. And you know, to kind of caveat from what you were talking about earlier, you know, the certain stones do certain things for people. It was really kind of at the beginning of realizing how powerful manifesting beings we are too. So, like, not only was it like, oh, these crystals are cool, they do certain things, but I began to realize, I'm like, wait a minute, is it really the crystals, or perhaps are they just vessels for our intentions? Right?
Mm.
It's us. We're the powerful beings. We're you know, the catalyst for all of this. They need to kind of, you know, just help facilitate it. You know, and so that was, you know, a huge epiphany for me, and was, you know, it just only furthered, you know, the power and the speed and everything was coming. So just absolutely awesome.
So true. So true. Yeah. It's all about intentions.
Yes.
And, you know, what I put out into the universe comes back to me.
Mm-hmm.
And so put out, you know, all positivity, I'm going to get positivity back. And so it's a matter of channeling that through the crystals, and those crystals are channeling it back.
And on the meditation,
yeah.
Self-care, you know, exercise, yoga,
right.
Right.
Just
all
every mindset.
Yeah.
You know, I mean,
people you hang out with.
Right.
And everything.
Yeah.
That's our energy field. And, you know, as we, for me, and I'll speak for me at least, you know, as I feel like we progress on this journey, or as I progress on the journey, I'm able to, like, you know, have more control over my, let's say, my barrier or my semi-permeable barrier, my shield, my aura.
Mm-hmm.
I know, you know, but, like, I'm very empath and indigo and to this end as well. Like, I mean, yeah. Like,
so you get it.
Yeah. Big time. I'll give you, like, an example of how extreme this is. This is, I'll try to keep it PG, but, like, I remember when I was a kid, I saw this dog, like, going to the bathroom, and I, like, felt it happening. And I was like, oh my God, why do I feel this? Like, I felt it. You know? I was like, that's how I, like, started to know. I was like, oh my God, it's like, I'm different. Like, I feel things around me, animals, plants, people, you know?
Yes.
Like, this
is
why I love
him so much.
A funny anecdote, you know, like, when I realized it at a young age, you know, I was like, dude, this is, I don't think this is normal, you know, in quotes.
But, so. And I also think, you know, the empath nature of both of us has helped us grow, not only as a couple, but also as a business, because
yes,
we truly care about our customers.
Mm-hmm.
And I think something that, you know, we haven't always received from other, you know, other people we buy from, you know, in the daily lives. And so we really pride ourselves on, you know, really trying to help the customer, tailor to the customer, you know, because
that's, see, I don't even see this customer.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
As our,
I'm like saying that, but that's exactly,
yeah.
You know, it's like, it's, we just have to help each other, and that's how we see it. And so I think that really has helped us.
And to caveat from that, I think that sometimes, you know, when you're starting a business or you're doing things, you're like, is this the right thing to do? Like, am I doing this?
Right.
Oh, my
yes,
God, yeah. Yes.
So all of, like, you know, all the positive response, all the affirmations that we get, you know, just help us to, you know, solidify, like, yes, we are doing the right thing, you know. We, you know, Kelly's highly competitive, you know. I am too, so we try not to let that, like, trickle into our business practice or make us make decisions based off of, like, lack or greed or fear that someone is going to, like, steal our business or whatever. This BS, right? No one can take our dream.
Right.
No one can take our vision, right? It's ours. And the marketing is huge. Plenty to share
with
everybody.
That's the thing, is, like, we want,
you know,
everyone to do well. Like, there's plenty to go around.
You know,
so.
Yeah, but you're different. You guys are totally, your message and your vision is so much different than other dealers out there or suppliers. You operate on a whole nother level, like manifest the best. Like your whole vision with creating healing and love and energy and then trickling that down and paying it forward to the customer or paying it forward to whoever your followers are. Maybe they haven't bought anything. Maybe they just need that little inspiration. And that's why I'm like, I watched you guys and I found you on Instagram and I was like, oh my God. Like I was into crystals a little bit, but not so much. And then I watched you guys and learned about your story and your love and your journey. And I'm like, I was just like, boom, mind blown. Like this couple is doing it so well.
That means so much.
So well. And I'm not trying to fluff you up or anything.
We do feel the love. We have so much love for you. You know, it's like we get to, through this, also we get to meet you and other amazing people. And like, are you kidding me? We're so lucky. Like,
yeah.
We connect from all over the world. Are you kidding me?
Right.
Doesn't get much better than that.
So to the listeners, they're actually in San Diego on the West Coast, and I am in Massachusetts on the East Coast. So we're sending the love across the country. Like, there's no barriers, right?
Bouncing it back and forth, it covers it all.
White light is being sent to all of you.
Yes, exactly. I'm so let's get into, like, oh my God, there's so much to talk about. It's insane. I'm like trying to wrap my brain around this. So what I wanted to touch on, a caveat from earlier, what you were talking about with being an empath and being highly sensitive, I think that kind of sets us up to be highly addictive people. And I struggled with alcoholism for so long and literally until I was 27. And I just threw myself into those situations because I couldn't handle the emotions that were coming from me. And I didn't understand that. So the fact that you guys were able to fall into the crystals and find healing with that and then find each other is just, to me, is like going to help so many other people who have been in our situations. So thank you for actually opening up and sharing that. Cause I know it's hard to talk about. You know, my husband was a heroin addict for almost 3 years. So he still has a hard time talking about it. So I really commend you for sharing that with my listeners. It's going to help, definitely.
Well, thank you. Yeah. And it's, you know, it's a real problem that so many people deal with. And, you know, as an alcoholic and, you know, drug addict, and I have, you know, mental health issues, you know, it's a lot. And dealing with so many energies as an empath is a lot to deal with. But you know, there really is hope and things get better.
Mm.
You know, that's the truth of it. Things do get better and, you know, you're not alone. And I think that's so, like, the most important thing to know.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I mean, especially with, I think, like, the sort of, like, technology and the internet and all this now, like, you know, we can empaths unite, you know, we can get before we were just like, oh, there's like, give these kids drugs, and just like, oh, they're weird or whatever. Like, it was, you know, it was messed up. And so now it's like, oh you have feelings, yeah, you need Adderall because you can't pay attention because you feel stuff too much, you know.
Mm-hmm.
What I mean, but, you know, instead of like harnessing these things, they're like, gosh, you know that's why I love Kelly and her family so much, because they you know, her parents or her family are just the most amazing, loving people I've ever met. Like, I mean, I'm not going to, you know, I can see how she turned out, you know what I mean? And like, in my story, isn't all cupcakes and butterflies either, you know, but I turned out the way I turned out because I'm like very 180 from my family, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm grateful and blessed for every moment of it, because it's made us gotten where I am now.
Right.
It's all part of the path, the journey, and the learning process. You know, yeah. And, but then the technology brought us all together. ADD, squirrel. It brought us all together. And that's the coolest thing, that we get to share these stories with each other, chat with each other, remember that we're not alone, and, you know, and inspire each other, you know. Like, that's, you know, my dream and goal is, like, I would love to, you know, it's not just about, you know, some crystals. I want, like, a healing center, you know.
Yeah.
I want an entire recovery. And and sound healing and yoga.
So this is how crazy empaths are. He literally just read my freaking mind. I'm like sitting here like, they need to open a healing center in my fucking brain. And I'm like, oh my God. By the way, it's totally okay to swear. This is awesome. This is allowed. So that's the thing with passionate people is like sometimes we get so excited that sometimes the only way we can express ourselves is literally by saying fuck. Oh shit.
Oh shit.
I love this episode. I'm like sitting here like, what do we talk about next? Oh my God, there's so much to talk about. So I had sat down with Kelly probably a week and a half ago, and we had a little bit of chat, a rundown of like who we are as people, and we got to know each other more. So I'm excited to learn more about the drumming and what you guys have coming up in the future. And are you going to be adding singing bowls?
David's passionate about the drums.
Well, so I think there's something really special about singing bowls and the drums.
What kind of drums? They are
steel tone drums, or known as tank drums or idiot pans, glucophones in Europe. They've been around for this particular instrument that I play has only been around for a couple of years, but
it's like a big piece of steel.
There's no, it's tuned to 432 hertz. But what's super cool is that there's no amp, there's no electronic aspect, there's no like editing. You know what I mean? We're in such a digital world. We're bombarded by so much media and so much just like stimulation, like digitally. Like a kid can get on an iPad and with a keyboard play any instrument in the world.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Yep.
So for me, I think that's why I was so attracted to this, where I was just like, oh my God, it just melted away the matrix for a minute for me. And for me, like I focus on things that I'm really into, you know, but it's hard for me to, get into some things. And this, I knew after a few hits, a few strokes, I knew that, wow, this is a puzzle box that I'm going to unlock, you know?
Yes.
Like an amazing game of like Simon that was never ending, that gave beautiful music, and it was so cool. So like, I'm gonna give your sister an example. Yeah, you tell it.
Okay. Well, so David, David brought home an instrument once. It was like these little shaky, I don't know what they were called.
They were called aspatuas. They're like these shakers from Africa.
Yeah, and so they're noisy, you know? And so he's like, look, check these out. And about 2 seconds in, she goes, and you're done.
Like, nah, man, you put that shit
away. You know, and it's like, and I get it, you know? And then he plays the drum and she just loves it.
Yeah, she's like
hearing it while I go to sleep, right. You know?
And
like
that was in the beginning, and then she's here a couple of weeks ago. We had, an intimate session where, you know, she's like, crying.
Wow.
You know? So it's just to see, like, you know, it affects.
The effects.
It has to
on people
see it.
And children, yeah. On pets.
Amazing.
People, they're little tiny humans.
Little children.
That has was something too, where I was like, oh, this is like, it has like some sort of sense of just, it's so genuine,
mm-hmm.
You know, like it's just so authentic and just pure, you know, unalterated, raw,
unfiltered.
Yeah, unfiltered, you know what I mean? Yeah, we live in the age of filters, right?
Oh, it's so bad.
So
he just loved it so much, and now, again, you know, something he's passionate about that he wants to share with others.
Yeah, and so I was just like, after, you know, I tinkered around with it for a little bit, and I mustered up the will to go live with it on Instagram.
I saw that.
History on that. It was like...
Such positive response.
Like, the last thing I thought about was, oh, let me go sell drums. You know what I mean? Like, in this experience. You know what I mean? I was just... mind blown. Hours and hours of playing this, tinkering around. When I wasn't on it, I could hear the melodies in my head that I was creating. It was just fantastic.
So what do you do, Kelly, for music, you know, expression? Is there any instrument that you're drawn to?
So So I do love David's drum, but I personally, I have really, my other artistic outlet, one is making jewelry out of the crystals.
Mm-hmm.
I've been painting for about 6 months now.
Which is really good.
So that's a really good creative outlet for me. Mm.
You're good on the drum. I like hearing Kelly play the drum because I think it's special. So we experience each other, right? Like visually, energetically.
Yes.
But to experience someone through the drum, right? To see them, to feel the aura. And because everyone, you heard the saying, you march to the beat of our own drum, right? Mm-hmm. Like everyone. Own way, you know. So I love seeing. It's like seeing someone naked. To me, it's like seeing someone naked.
Yeah.
It is. That's what it's like to me. You know.
Love
and,
it.
So we're talking. I want this to sound bad. So I love watching kids play the drum too, because not naked, obviously. No, but you know,
weird connection.
No, bad caveat there. Because they're so innocent, and you can see. You can just see. Like I don't know. Once again, I think it's hard to raise kids, especially right now. Right now, it's a really tumultuous time. People, parents don't know how do I influence them positively? How do I give them something good? You know?
Mm-hmm.
And it's just been amazing. I mean, that's quote unquote the troublemakers, right? That was me. And all these other children that have been diagnosed with this and that, and then they, I can't get into this. So I can't do this and that, and they come over the drum and they are just glued and they play and they just love it and smile, and you know the parents look at me and raise a brow. They're like, what is this?
I want to get one for my
kids.
I'm excited to see some of your work though, Kelly. I love to, I'm more of a drawer than I am a painter.
Okay. I love it.
I'm more actually of a writer. So the way that I express myself is through writing songs and lyrics and poetry. And I just find so much relief and healing when you're writing. And actually, I probably have written 5 journals of shit that I've thrown out
thrown out gold.
Yeah, because it's just it's weird. I never looked at it as like a career, as like this like, you know, thing I'm gonna like capitalize on. It was more like, oh my freaking god, I can write this shit. It's healing. It's like you playing the drum or you painting. It's like it's just another outlet.
Yeah.
Which is like you have to, as a creative and as an intuitive, you have to have multiple outlets or you're just gonna get blocked like crazy.
Yeah.
Good point. I mean, I can attest to that. I just recently got my punching bag. You know what I mean? And it's like, it makes you silly, but Kelly will tell you.
He's like, it's calmed him a bit.
Yeah.
It's energy.
Yeah. My drums take less of a beating now.
So I'm curious, what are your birthdays?
So my birthday is Thursday.
Wait, it's tomorrow, babe.
Today's Tuesday. It's in 2 days, December 6th.
Oh.
Yay.
And my sober birthday, my 5-year sober birthday, is a week from today, December 11th.
Happy double birthday.
Happy double birthday.
That's
amazing.
And then David's birthday.
10/15.
October 15th.
I love that. So next month, I'm an Aquarius, and you're a Capricorn, right?
I'm a Sagittarius, and David's a Libra.
You're
a
Sag? Oh, my God.
Yes.
I love it. So my son's a Sagittarius, and I've noticed lately he's been very into music and very intuitive. Like, I'll be thinking of him upstairs, and this little boy, 2-year-old little boy, will come hopping up the stairs and go, Mom. And I'm like, oh, my God. I'm like, is he psychic?
He heard you.
It's crazy the way that you can connect with human beings. And even in a relationship, like, you know, just because you guys like started a business and like fell in love after like 6 months or probably 2 weeks, who knows? I mean, that's kind of the way it goes. I fell in love with my husband after 2 weeks. It just happens. And then we got married after 9 months. It just happens. You know what I mean? Like, you know, when you meet the one, and
right.
It's like the connection though, that is like, I miss that. That's what's missing in the world. And that's why I love your story so much. the connection.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, and it is a really special connection, and it, you know, it's cool to hear that, you know, you as well, you felt your connection with your husband immediately.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like that.
Oh yeah.
Intuition you just knew.
It's not and just because he was sexy or anything, you know.
That too.
I wish you guys could see them. They're gleaming like cheek to cheek. It's so bad. My cheeks are going to be like on fire by the end of this.
Yeah.
It's hard. It's fine. But I started, you know, when Kelly got me, like the minute, the moment, I mean, I knew when I met her, but like, that, I don't know, most of the second time you came to.
This is the second time we came to Temple, and I had been off topic.
I was really into like gardening, so I was like nurturing like these habanero peppers, and they were like my prize and joy. You know, we didn't have much like fun things to do, so I would love giving people habaneros and laughing at them all night. And so of course, you know, I met this awesome girl Kelly, so I'm gonna show her my habanero garden, right?
So, smooth.
Yeah, smooth her with my green. You know what I mean? Never die. And so, we're there, and I'm showing her, and you know, I show her one, and I'm like, oh, I'll take a little nibble, and she just pops the whole thing in her mouth, and I'm like, oh my god, you're a fucking keeper, like,
oh my god,
she just popped it like a champ, and then
I
knew, and
died.
Like, yeah. She poker faced it. I didn't know, like, she'll tell you the second part after right now, but like, and she like, she held it, smiling and hugging me, and kiss. She's like, okay, I'm gonna go now, blah blah blah, and she left, and I was like, oh my god, like, she is a keeper.
She is the one.
Like, she has a zest for life. She just fucking goes for it. You know what I mean? Like, you know.
No, I was dying. My mouth was on fire. It was so spicy. I like was downing crackers and water. I literally threw up because of this habanero. And so I don't even know how long into dating did he go, oh yeah, I knew right then. I'm like, you know how bad that was for me?
Oh man. That is hilarious. I'm dying right now. I'm literally like crying right now. It's so funny. I hope you guys enjoy this episode because this shit is amazing.
We're just hanging out. I love it.
Yeah, we're just vibing. Like, literally, like, we're so far off fucking topic, but I don't even care because it's all part of the journey and all part of the episode. I love it. I, like, literally wrote down a quick synopsis of how the episode was going to go in the show notes. And I'm like, it's going amazing. It's like right on point though, because I was like, I know we're gonna talk about love, and I know we're gonna talk about crystals. Like, it's just a done deal. Like, it's just, I know it. It's intuitive. It's empath. Yeah. It's, you know, it is what it is. So I have three questions that I want to get into. So I sent you kind of a couple of them, see what you thought, because sometimes I like my guests to be prepared. Sometimes I don't. You know how it is.
Yeah.
So this one, you guys can both answer. You can do however you want. What crystal would you recommend to increase abundance?
You're holding that citrine. Citrine would be my number one recommendation.
You can get abundance you know, out of anything you put your attention to. The citrine definitely is like the reigning champ for me.
Yeah.
But there's, you know, there's close seconds with
aventurine.
Aventurine
is really good for abundance. You know, that's in green, red and yellow.
We made a bracelet for my buddy, and he, you know, got first in a nice poker tournament, you know, took his picture holding up the aventurine bracelet.
He was wearing the aventurine bracelet.
I love it. But that's what people need to understand, is like, you can really set your intention with anything.
Yep, exactly. And so, you know, when, like, recently a friend of mine started his own soap business, and I actually did a little exercise with some friends. We were in this little group, and I brought crystals, and I had everyone go around and pick one,
mm-hmm.
not telling anything. He picked a citrine, you know, Stone of Abundance, you know, he has a new business, getting starting out. And I'm like, okay, well, Citrine is perfect for you. Like, that's what I would have done, and he just happened to choose that.
Amazing.
And it because everyone got what they're supposed to get.
Wow.
Yeah.
You know, like, I know that's what happens.
And yeah. Citrine, so, like, I definitely think everyone needs some Citrine in their collection.
Mm.
And Aventurine would be second for abundance. So,
Aventurine, yeah.
And those are the two that we recommend both most.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice. And you're going to, I mean, they're going to call to you. You're going to have one, you know, crystal call to you the most. And that could be your abundance crystal as well, because you can set your intention in it, you know, like abundance for me with clients. I've totally dove into Moonstone, and that's created a lot of abundance for me because it's helped harness the intuition. Yeah, it's amazing, by the way. So... second question, how have crystals positively affected your lives?
All right, I go first on this one. So for me, like, I, as a young child, I, like, loved geology. I loved rocks. I had a rock collection. My idea of a fun day was scratch testing and luster and putting chemicals on the rocks. I loved it. You know, my uncle has a pawn shop there. I remember my grandpa was a dental technician. He always was molding stuff and making, you know, so like, I feel like, you know, I always had, like, what was the question? I mean, me.
How has it positively affected your life?
So then, I always loved it. And at some point, it all just stopped. It all vanished, disappeared. Like, there was, crystals just were no longer, like, a part of anything, you know. And so, I mean, years went by. I mean, 20 years, you know. And then, maybe like 18 years. And then, when I sobered up and had enough time clean to start, you know, I said, okay, well, what the hell am I going to do with my life now that I'm not just, you know, wasting time and hurting myself? I rediscovered my passion, you know, which was crystals. And so, for me, it was like it just took off so hard. And I mean, I use it. It's not even about the, you know, the monastery once again. Like, I remember I was practicing meditating and I would hold a fluorite, and the visual, my meditation would be affected with different crystals and different things. So what it did was it encouraged me to, like, further my practice. I was excited about it. Mm. I was seeing progress. I was progressing.
Yeah.
And so that was just, crystals were one thing, one positive thing that I weaved into other positive things that I was doing, but they were a great supplementation to help, you know, heal and really repair a lot of this damage that I did to myself. So
they helped you heal, and they kept you accountable, which is super important in the healing process.
Well said.
Yeah.
So Kelly, how have they positively affected you?
Similarly for me, it is, you know, part of the healing process. I think that, you know, my anxiety has decreased / almost disappeared with the use of crystals. I find that, you know, whatever crystal we're most attracted to is what we need in our lives.
Mm-hmm.
It does change, but it, so in that case, it, like, brings awareness to things that I need to work on in my own life. And also just the massive manifestation abilities of crystals have made me realize how powerful I am, and also just has really helped me connect to the energy of the universe.
Mm.
And increased, you know, my meditation practice, and just overall has made me, you know,
empowered.
Power, and then my spirituality has really increased, which is something that helps me in realizing that, you know, which is also part of my, you know, recovery process, is like realizing, you know, I can't control everything. I can control myself. Mm-hmm. And my mind.
And so crystals help get you crystals and some mindfulness help put you in a better mindset and a more positive mood, right? For me, that makes me make better decisions. And it sets off, like, this chain reaction of just awesomeness, right?
Yeah.
Yes. So my third question, which you pretty much already answered, I'm not going to ask it. I'm just going to revise it. What business advice would you give to somebody right now?
Do it. Find out the licensing, find out what you need to do to get started. Do all of those things because that's how shit happens, right? You're putting it out there. You're creating, you know, the first ripples of it. Without, you know, just take action, take action, take action.
Yes.
I mean, that's it.
You know, there's no reason to wait. You know, if it's something you're passionate about and something you love, it'll work out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Because a lot of the times we allow fear and like limited mindset shit to hold us back.
Back and all that, yeah, and all that crap. 100%. And, you know, you can say, like I was saying earlier, you know, you see we people get quotes, oh, they're better than me, or this or that. Like, you know, it's part of like mindfulness and practice is to take out like, you know, good, bad, it is. You
and
know?
Not compare yourself to others. Because
yeah.
We are all individuals.
But all one.
Yes. But saying, you know, oh, this person's doing better than me in life. Da da da. No, like it's not how it works.
I learned to look at it like if you're doing good, I'm doing good. If I'm doing good, you're doing good. Like, let's all good together, and everybody love everyone. You know, people are blown away from this. Other people look at me. I feel like they're like, do these people know what they're even doing? Like, they feel like they're taking advantage of us and stuff. You know what I mean? And I'm like, do you know what we're doing? Like, like I'm trying to just wake you and wake up, you know? Like, I think people go like, is this your prices are so low. Is this real? And I'm sitting here banging my head. I'm like, I do that program that you can't understand, and I'm just trying to, like, bless you with this stuff.
Exactly.
Kelly will attest to this, when we were doing fairs and festivals, if someone couldn't afford something, I would just give it to them.
Mm-hmm.
Like, literally, like, if I could feel and sense it in their eyes and their demeanor, and they were like, really, I was like, dude, you know what? Just freaking have it, you know, or I would give it to people, you know. I wish I could give everyone it for free.
I know.
Well, that's the thing. Like, people, you know, we're all unique. We're all different. We're all going to represent ourselves in different ways. Just because you charge a certain amount for crystals doesn't mean that you're not holding your value. The way that you hold your value is what you're giving to people in return. And that is energy. That is love. That is knowledge. That is, it's okay. This is a gift for you to grow and to learn and to be inspired. And that's what's more important to me.
I love that.
I'm tearing up.
You're tearing? Yay! I got a tear. Well, that's the thing. Like, I literally just transitioned from managing people with social media and building websites into coaching because literally I'm like, what is missing in my freaking business? And it is, I'm not teaching people. I'm not inspiring people. I'm doing all the freaking work and I'm not fulfilling myself or them. Like, yeah, they're making money, they're doing great, but it's not benefiting my true purpose, which is helping, inspiring, empowering, reminding people that just go out there and do what it is you're supposed to be doing. Live your life to the fullest. Don't be held back.
I just got goosebumps.
Well, like people, and I looked at different coaches and I'm trying to model how I'm going to price myself out. And I stopped and I was like, these fucking people are charging like thousands of dollars to meet with you for a month. But what are you actually getting out of it? I'm like, fuck that. Like, I'm going to charge like bare minimum just to be there to support you. And if I make money, fucking great. If I don't, I don't really give a shit because I have a podcast. I'm talking to amazing people like you. It's just, to me, it's not about money. It's
right.
Just not. If the money comes, the money comes. You know, it's there. That's great. Awesome. I can fucking buy a new house. Like, whatever. You know what I mean? It's the journey work. It's the empowerment. It's the excitement. It's the passion. I'm rattling off my brain. So you
can. A caveat for off of what you said. I mean, for me, just being present, just like actually being here, enjoying this experience with you, feeling the feelings I'm feeling, not sitting here like checking my phone and being a la la la, not thinking about you know, what happened a month ago, a week ago, yesterday, a year ago, not, you know, tripping out about what's coming up, my next appointment, my next thing, but just being able to be here right now.
Yeah.
And that was like, that takes extra, for me, it took like a lot of exercise, like mental exercise, really be here, especially, you know, my mind races a million miles a minute. So,
I know.
Like one of those things that can like tape record and visually record everything I say 24/7 so I can just go back to it. So Kelly, probably my number one thing I say to Kelly besides I love you. So number two thing I say would be, what was I just talking about? What did I just say? Like, well, you should write that shit down because that was fucking cold. So, you know?
Oh my god.
Oh, and then she's like, dude, I have ADD too. And I'm like, oh, I forgot.
I love this, you guys. This has been so amazing. So I want to, I always, if you've listened to any of my other episodes, I always leave my listeners with a cliffhanger. And this could be a motivational quote. This could be a question for them to friggin' to just sit on for the next week, like anything, like something that's going to inspire them to think and be present in the moment. So what did you come up with? I'm excited to hear this.
It's a simple saying that we live by. It's
energy flows where the mind goes. So
manifest the best.
Amaze. Mind blown.
Energy flows where the mind goes.
And so that, I think the second part, that the manifest the best to me without like means, and it is, it's
without
like,
giving too much away.
Yeah, it's a, you have the power and the choice.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
It's you are capable. We us all one way.
Balls in your court.
Balls in your court.
Universe is on your side.
You are the
universe.
Yeah. So stop getting in your own way.
Exactly.
Oh my god. So you guys are on Pinterest, you're on Twitter, you're on Instagram, you're on Facebook, you have a website. So tell people the exact deets on how to connect with you.
So our Instagram handle is Rock Mystic. We do live feeds on Rock Mystic. We also have a website where we can find our items, but we are so reachable via email, via Instagram, Facebook, any of these platforms. We are so happy to talk to any and all of you.
Yeah, any questions that you have whatsoever, or if you want to see like more close-ups and stuff, the live is a great way to like to get to know us and kind of see some sneak peeks of like the inventory and upcoming stuff. Or if you're like, hey, David, Kelly, I'm looking for so-and-so or whatever, like, you know, chances are if we don't have it here, we can find it for you. Yeah.
And we're here even to just talk,
yeah,
honestly. You know, again, like, you're not alone. We're all here for each other, so.
We're here to counsel. God knows we all need it, right?
True.
So.
We also have a 10% off until the end of the year.
20% off our website.
Yes.
Code gratitude.
And I'm going to put that in the show notes. And when does that start?
It is going on now until January 1st. We want to be able to give back to you all because we appreciate you and we love you.
Aww.
So please use that code.
I love you too.
This has been so much fun.
Oh my god, I gotta pay my invoice. Oh god. So guys, go to their website. 20% off code is gratitude. Get that till January 1st, just in time for Christmas, just in time for the new year. Set your new intention. Get right with yourself. Stop doubting yourself. Find love and like good vibes. Like that's what we need to be spreading. It's just good.
Good talk. Be happy.
So fun stuff. This episode airs this Friday, which is the 7th, which is a wonderful number if anybody's into numbers.
Yes.
What's your number?
What's your favorite number? What's my favorite number?
11. Mine too.
Mine too.
Oh my god, I love this. See how connected we are, bros. It's crazy pants.
It's amazing.
Eleven was my number, and like, why? I just remember in like high school math, I was the most disruptive person because every time they asked for an answer to any question, literally, I screamed 11 every time, disruptively, that entire year. And that was before I didn't even know what was up with me yet. Like, I didn't even know. It's like 11, 11, 11.
Oh my god. So thank you so much for coming on, guys. This was friggin' amazing.
We love you.
Go check them out, guys. Rockmystic.com and on Instagram, Pinterest, and all the other amazing platforms they're on. Ah! Thank you for taking the time to listen to this valuable podcast. By doing so, you've taken the first step to build your brand, your business, and your life's purpose. You can follow me on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter, Creative Intuitive. And don't forget to leave an awesome review. We love reviews. And visit my website if you want to dive deeper, creativeintuitive.com.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.